He said, but now it's revealed, been revealed. Unfold, look what it said. Unfold and what? Manifest. For what? For who? Are you holy? This mystery is, this secret, this is now being revealed, unfold and manifest. For every holy believer to experience, for you to experience, is not for me just to talk about it. It's for you to experience that you know it. You have an experience with it. You know. Haven't you had an experience with driving a car? If I give you my keys of mine because I know you had an experience, you know how to handle the thing. But if you've never been in one, and then I give you the keys of mine, you bound are going to do what? Put it somewhere it's supposed to go. You might try to make a bulldozer out of it. All right, give me the next one. I want y'all to listen to this. Living within you, says living within me. Is who? The Christ. Who what? Who floods you with the expectation of glory. Let me just make mention, because I can go to a lot of, remember when Solomon built that temple and everything was set and they stood at the east end of the altar and started singing praises, and the trumpets and the singers all made one sound. And the glory of God did what? Fell on that place. And it said a priest were not able to do what? Stand up to do what? The priest were not able to do what? Stand up to minister, right? Guess who else wasn't able to say anything? The devil. He didn't even show up in there. That's on the old covenant, y'all. He couldn't say nothing. You didn't see nothing manifest in the midst of that by him. Are you seeing what God wants you to understand? When the glory of God shows up, demons and devils get away from that. And that's when people can get delivered and set free. He said, this mystery of Christ, this mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of what? Glory. For who? For his people. And God want to keep it still a secret. You see why people so slack about the things of God? They don't have an idea what's going on. They think Matlock got it going on. I'm going to have to come up to date. What's new? CI who? CSNI? That it? CSI. They think CSI got it going on. God wants every one of us to know about this. You hear what I'm going to say it again. A heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches, hope filled with the riches of glory for God, for his people. Glory for his people. That means everything you could dream, everything you could think, and everything you can't think, feel. To whatever you need for whatever part of your life. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. Everything. I don't care if your toenail, God got it there. You may not receive it. These hair strings that's left, God got some hope. Feel in that treasure. Put them back if I can receive it. But we don't talk about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'd rather cut it all off and go get a wig or something. And I ain't poking fun. It just, you know, because that's what we've been used to. But I'm telling you, God wants you to understand there's nothing that you need or will need when you get to that day to walk in that particular thing that he hasn't already provided. He wants you to learn that's inside of you, that's living in there. Christ. Christ living inside of you. The hope of glory. The hope of glory to give you, give me, give us. And that's why you shouldn't fight what you don't know. When somebody tell you come up word like just because your mind hadn't developed to it, don't fight it. Say, Lord, if you do anything with it before you put your mouth on, lay it on the shelf and think about it for a minute.
All right.
God may be trying to open up that small little peanut thinking you've been doing. And you thinking, my check, the little check I get, God says, I want you to get you off of that and get you on something that's so big that you have to pray how to manage it. But you stuck on that little monthly check coming from the government. That's all you can see. And so God will throw a word out there. Give me $1,000. Believe me, for he won't tell you to get it out of your little account. He said, believe me for $1,000. You go, duh. But here, he said, I'm sending you Jimmy Jones to equip you to operate in a level you never operated in before. I know my time is out. And every time I get there, I thought I was going to get some other place. But we have some things to say and some things to do and some things to minister by the Spirit of God, by the laying on hands and whatever other way, gifts of the Spirit. So we can get to that place where we ought to be in our faith walking these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Ushers, come on. Hallelujah. While they're coming, maybe someone viewing us, and if you're in this audience, we won't ignore it or be negligent in that area. If you need Jesus, he's available. He is available. You can receive him tonight. I don't know any greater thing you can do if you never been had anything to do with the Lord is to give your heart to him. I don't know any greater thing you can do. It said, Jesus, take my life tonight and you live yours through me from here on. I give you everything. That's the greatest decision you can make, because then the kingdom of God become available to you. Hello? I said, then the kingdom of God become what? Available to you to operate in all this riches of the power, the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.